Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Giants and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Lorke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Kennedy. Pitching for the New York Giants, Monty Kennedy. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Preacher Rowe. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Preacher Rowe. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rigney moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rigney scores. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Russell moves to third. Gustine moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to home to get Russell. Gustine moves to third. Kiner moves to second. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe fires to first and has Marshall trapped. There's the throw to Cox, who tags Marshall for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorky hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bloodworth moves to second. One out. Preacher Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth moves to third. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a pop-up towards third. Lorky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner strikes out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Gustin moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into left field. Gordon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gordon. Gustin scores. Greenberg moves to third. Bloodworth moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 1, Pirates, 1. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 1 in the game. Klutz is walked intentionally. Preacher Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 1 in the game. Rowe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mize moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Mize scores. Cooper goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Giants. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-1 in the game. Lorke hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Jim Bagby now pitching. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rigney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Giants. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kerr moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Giants. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 3. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mize moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Gordon is walked intentionally. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0 for 2 in the game. Lorke hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mize scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Giants. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clutz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Giants. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Pirates 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to second. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rigney scores. It's 8-4, Giants. Rip Sewell now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mize hits a line drive into right field. Westlake picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Westlake. Thompson goes all the way around to score. Mize moves to second. It's 9-4, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Mize scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Marshall is walked intentionally. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive towards second. Bloodworth catches it and steps on second to double up Cooper. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cox moves to second. Andy Hansen now pitching. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Cox moves to third. Russell moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-8, Giants. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-3 in the game. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Klutz hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Pirates 8. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Trinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trinkle strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rigney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Pirates 8. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Sokold pinch hits for Rip Sewell. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gustin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Pirates 8. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Queen now pitching. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mize moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mize scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 11-8, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Pirates 8. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Westlake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards third. Lorke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Pirates 8. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman now playing shortstop. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lorke hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Trinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trinkle is 0-for-1 in the game. Trinkle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rigney strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bloodworth fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Pirates 8. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clutz hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cully Rickard pinch hits for Mel Queen. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 11, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 8. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.